You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 66.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years. And help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
I'm so glad you can join us. Why is branding important for small business? Branding is your identity. It makes you stand out. It builds trust and it makes you unforgettable in the right ways. We interact with brands every day, and so do your customers. Big businesses all started out small. And the ones that have lasted, that grew, all have strong branding. Customers pay more for strong, solid, trustworthy brands. Think about a trip to the supermarket or the grocery store. What attracts you more? The known brand in the bright packaging, in the prime location on the shelf, or the dull, plain-packed home brand version hidden at the back? Did you know that most supermarkets make more money out of shelf placement fees than they do out of actually selling the products? Because brand sells. Why? Because strong brands and positioning is important to their customers, both for the product supplier and you, the purchaser. Why is branding important to small business? The internet is a great equaliser, giving small companies the potential to have a big voice, HubSpot said. Having strong branding makes you look bigger and helps build trust within your market. Years ago, my husband was doing some work with a supplier, and they were great. They did exactly what they were asked, on time, and delivery was perfect. He'd been dealing with them on and off for a few years, and then we moved states. We moved 3,000 kilometres away from where we were living to the other side of Australia. So he decided to look up this company. It was a very small warehouse in the back of a very large estate. The perception of this company was that they were much bigger. It was back in the day when you had a Yellow Pages ad, and they had a full page ad. Only big companies did that. So they gave the perception and their branding was spot on to make them look much bigger. So they got the sale over probably some other big companies. And then because they were able to follow through, they kept the sale. So perception and branding can really make you stand out. Having strong branding makes you look bigger and helps you build trust within the market. Especially online, nobody wants to spend their money on a product that looks like they won't be there at the end of the week, or it won't perform, or that the business is too small to provide them with any backup or customer service. What is a brand? A brand is no longer what we tell customers it is. It is what the customers tell each other, Scott Cook said. Your brand is everything. How you make your customers feel, your logo, your look, the experience that you give them. Your brand is basically made up of three things. It's made up of user experience, communication, and as we've already touched on, perception. Now, user experience is how you make a customer feel when they interact with your brand. It is so much more than just your logo. Great user experience can make you stand out from the crowd and people will remember you. McDonald's has built their brand on user experience. It may not be the greatest user experience, but it's consistent. And it's consistent all over the world, year in, year out. When you go to McDonald's, you know exactly what to expect. Branding is the way you speak about your products and services, the way you advertise, your packaging, the whole way you communicate your offering. How you communicate your brand is then what your customers expect. And if there's a disconnect in your brand, then they won't trust you. Ever wondered why big brands rarely change their branding? And if they do, they generally just modernize it. They don't change it completely. Your tone and the voice of your business is set by your brand. Think about bottled water. All bottled waters are basically the same and fulfill the same purpose. However, the packaging, the messaging, the communication of the bottled water brands are very different, and so are their prices. Evian makes you feel younger. Fiji Water, the exotic brand, the finest, always goes untouched. Thank you. Life-changing water. Pump, no time to waste. They are all strong brands and bottled water, and they have vastly different price points. Yes, your brand really does matter. Perception. Your brand perception is all about how people see you, your reputation, the integrity of your brand. Staying with the bottled water example, Evian brand's perception is strong, youthful, or getting back to your youth. Thank You Water is about being the good guys in the big boys game, making life-changing water for you and those that they help, giving you a little bit of warm fuzzy for doing the right thing. Should small businesses worry about branding? For all the reasons that we've just talked about, definitely, plus more. Branding, when done right, makes your life easier. You know your colours, your message, your style. And when you feel like deviating, you can just think, does it fit within my brand? Yes or no? And make a split-second decision. Branding helps you to clarify your message and builds identity. Branding helps you be consistent and prevents that digital disconnect that can be a sales breaker. If you're thinking about scaling your small business at any stage, bringing in team, then having a brand strategy written down can really help get them up to speed much quicker and show them what your business or company is all about. Good branding can help you stand out from the crowd and make a positive, lasting impression to your audience. If you're not branding yourself, you can be sure that others will do it for you. If people believe they have shared values with a company, they will stay loyal to that company, Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, said. Products are made in factories, but brands are created in the mind, Walter Landor said. Your brand is what people say about you when you are not in the room, from Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder. So as you can see, branding is very important, no matter what size business you are. And I will see you next week on Small Business Talk podcast. Bye. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.